Good morning, Holy Ghost Center family. This morning also, Wednesday, the 10th of July, I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I want us to go into our devotion for this morning. The scripture is 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 11 to 18. And the topic is parental failure. Parental failure. This week, the topic has generally been on leadership. Leadership. So parental failure. Let us read the Bible. 1 Samuel chapter 3, 11 to 18 from the New International Version. And the Lord said to Samuel, "See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make the ears of everyone who hears about it tingle. At that time, I will cry out against Eli everything I spoke against his family from beginning to end. For I told him that I would judge his family forever because of the sin he knew about. His sons blasphemed God and he failed to restrain them. Therefore, I swore to the house of Eli, the guilt of Eli's house will never be atoned for by sacrifice or offering." Samuel lay down until morning and then opened the doors of the house of the Lord. He was afraid to tell Eli the vision, but Eli called him and said, "Samuel, my son, Samuel." And Samuel answered, "Here I am." "What was it he said to you?" Eli asked. "Do not hide it from me. May God deal with you, be it ever so severely, if you hide from me anything he told you." So Samuel told him everything, hiding nothing from him. Then Eli said, "He is the Lord. Let him do what is good in his eyes." Now, in the beginning, the 11th verse, Bible says, God, verse 13, the Bible says, "For God said, for I told him that I would judge his family forever. I told him that." So let us go a little back and see what God told Eli, and which he didn't heed to, and why God, through Samuel, was sending him a second message. So we go to verse 27 of chapter 2, 1 Samuel chapter 2, from verse 27. The Bible says, "Now a man of God came to Eli and said to him, 'This is what the Lord says. Did I not clearly reveal myself to your ancestors' family when they were in Egypt under Pharaoh? I chose your ancestor out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to go up to my altar, to burn incense, and to wear an ephod in my presence. I also gave your ancestors' family all the food offerings presented by the Israelites. Why do you scorn my sacrifice and offering that I prescribed for my dwelling? Why do you honor your sons more than me by fattening yourselves on the choice parts of every offering made by my people Israel? Therefore, the Lord, the God of Israel, declares, I promised that members of your family would minister before me forever. But now the Lord declares, far be it from me. Those who honor me, I will honor, but those who despise me will be disdained. The time is coming when I will cut short your strength and the strength of your priestly house, so that no one in it will reach old age, and you will see distress in my dwelling. Although good will be done to Israel, no one in your family line will ever reach old age. Every one of you that I do not cut off from serving at my altar, I will spare only to destroy your sight and sap your strength, and all your descendants will die in the prime of life. And what happens to your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, will be a sign to you. They will both die on the same day. I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who will do according to what is in my heart and mind. I will firmly establish his priestly house, and they will minister before my anointed one always. Then everyone left in your family line will come and bow down before him for a piece of silver and a loaf of bread and plead, 'Appoint me to some priestly office so I can have food to eat.'" So this is the message God had sent a prophet, another man of God, to give to Eli before the message he sent through Samuel. We want to finally read about the actual sin of Eli's children. And that can also be found in chapter 2 from verse 12 to 25. It says, Eli's sons were scoundrels. They had no regard for the Lord. Now it was the practice of the priests that whenever any of the people offered a sacrifice, the priest's servant would come with a three-pronged fork in his hand while the meat was being boiled, and would plunge the fork into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot. Whatever the fork brought up, the priest would take for himself. This is how they treated all the Israelites who came to Shiloh. But even before the fat was burned, the priest's servant would come and say to the person who was sacrificing, "Give the priest some meat to roast. He won't accept boiled meat from you, but only raw." If the person said to him, "Let the fat be burned first, and then take whatever you want," the servant would answer, "No, hand it over now. If you don't, I'll take it by force." This sin of the young men was very great in the Lord's sight, for they were treating the Lord's offering with contempt. Verse 22, now Eli, who was very old, heard about everything his sons were doing to all Israel and how they slept with the women who served at the entrance to the tent of meeting. So he said to them, "Why do you do such things? I hear from all the people about these wicked deeds of yours. No, my sons, the report I hear spreading among the Lord's people is not good. If one person sins against another, God may mediate for the offender. But if anyone sins against the Lord, who will intercede for him, for them?" His sons, however, did not listen to their father's rebuke, for it was the Lord's will to put them to death. So these are the scriptures that talks about Eli's sons, the sins of Eli's sons, the message the man of God sent, through a man of God to give to Eli, and then the message God sent again to Eli through Samuel. So we see here a father, a priest, the first priest of Israel, having two sons. And unfortunately, the children, they also took up the priesthood, but they went wayward. They went wayward. They started doing what they should not do. And God, being a God of justice, a God who is a holy God, he always punishes. After some time, after giving warnings, he will then punish, because he will not allow his name to be profaned. What do we learn from this? We see that Eli, he did talk to his children, but the Bible says he was old when the children started practicing the priesthood. And as an old person, and the children were also of age, he couldn't really enforce. Maybe he would have removed them from the priesthood. I don't know whether he had that power to do that. But the fact remains that the children didn't have a good foundation of the fear of God in their lives. We don't really know what happened when they were growing up. And that is where we want to turn our attention. The Bible says we should train the child in the way he should go, and when he grows, he will not depart from it. It is true that parents cannot force their children to go a certain way. But what we teach them in the early years will grow with them. And so we wonder what happened when the children were growing. What kind of example did Eli set for them at home? Was it a laissez-faire type of parent? A parent who allowed the children to do whatever they like, who is afraid to punish children, to discipline them? You know, disciplining children is not easy. At times you feel the pain when you see them crying and all that. But if we allow them to go the way they want, when they grow, they will become a disgrace to us. So the word of God to us this morning, which we can learn from Eli's story, is that as parents, we need one to know that what we are sowing today, the input we are putting in the life of our children today, will later bring out an output. And so we need to be careful and put our feet down and train them the way they should go. Let us insist while they are still young that they do the right thing.
And let us back all that we are doing with prayer. And also, at a certain point, we need to reason with them and let them know the consequences of their actions so that they can also begin to take decisions for themselves and do the right thing. Secondly, when Eli received the first message, we don't know what he did about it. Yes, God has spoken, but is that a final thing? It's a warning. So probably he should have got up and do something about it. That this is what God is saying, my children. Be very careful and probably seek God's face and intercede for them. We don't know whether he did that. But finally, when the message came through somewhere, all that Eli said was that it is God. Let him do as he pleases. God has said he was taking the priesthood from his family. His children would die. And all, that is all the answer he could give. You see somebody who has resigned himself to whatever happens, well, I don't care. But I don't think we need to do that. So this morning, let us meditate on the word. As parents, we have a godly duty to God first and to our children. May the Lord help all parents that will live up to expectation. May the Lord help us so that we'll be able to train our children the way they should go by our example and by the words we give to them. May the Lord help us also with prayer to be able to give a good foundation to our children. God bless you. Have a good day today. Amen.